Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the 30th week in ordinary time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As we just heard in our gospel, a synagogue official insists that work should not occur on the Sabbath. Jesus maintains that God's work may be done on any day of the week. He was doing God's work by releasing a woman from whatever stopped her from standing upright. He untied her bonds. He set her free from what kept her back. For Jesus, life-giving work is always appropriate. There is no day, no time when it may not be done. He wants us all to share in his work of freeing people from what holds them back. We are to be friends to others, kind to others, forgiving others as God has forgiven us, loving as Christ has loved us. This way we share in the Lord's life-giving and redeeming work, not so that we may receive glory, but so that through it others may give glory to God.